So just a short encouragement for you, a couple scriptures that have been on my heart, and I wanted to just say, we sang about it earlier in Psalms 24, the King of Glory is coming, and so just a couple minutes as an exhortation to you, and then Ryan's going to be sharing a word on his heart out of Ephesians 4 and Sam, and talking about some body life stuff. So just as a reminder of what we read in Psalms, what we sang in Psalms 24 this morning, lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, so that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord mighty in battle. And just in my spirit this week, I keep on thinking about how the Lord is calling us as a people to lift up our heads. You remember, the day of the Lord is close at hand and the night is far advanced. And so it's time for us now to lift up our eyes and start to proclaim the soon coming return of Jesus. And a verse that really stuck with me this week that I've been quoting multiple different times in meetings is Isaiah 59. Where he says, sorry, in verse 20, the Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins, declares the Lord. The promise to us that the Lord will come back and he will return. But then it gives a qualifier just right before that. In the sentence before, it says how he's going to come. And it says, for he will come like a pent-up flood that the breath of the Lord drives along. And that sentence just kind of sank into my heart and made me sober as I thought about this. Anybody ever seen what a pent-up flood looks like? Like when a dam breaks? Like think of the Johnstown flood or some of those stories where it's absolutely devastating and it's absolutely powerful and it comes suddenly. And if you're not aware of it, you will be caught off guard. And I just sense the Lord just again, just that we don't pick days or times or anything like that, but we know that the coming of the Lord is soon. And so it's going to be very, very good for us, for those of us who are waiting on the Lord and longing for his return and hastening the day of his return. It's very good for us. Out of Luke, I think it's 12, where it says that Jesus will come for those doing his work, and he will sit them at table, and he will serve them. It is a wonderful thing for those of us who are longing for the day of the Lord. And it is a very, very bad thing for those who do not want Jesus. The day of the Lord will come like a pent-up flood. And I was thinking of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where it says, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. You don't have to be caught off guard, but he says, it will come upon them like a pregnant woman, her labor comes upon her. And I don't know, I've never been through that, praise the Lord, but I have seen it happen. And when it comes, it is strong, right, ladies? It grabs you, and there is no letting go, right? You're just hanging on for the ride. And when it comes, it will come strong. When he comes, it will be like a pent-up flood. And so I guess just for sobriety for my heart and for our hearts, I just wanted to be aware of that let's lift up our eyes so that the King of Glory may come in. And let's begin to, instead of hope, let's begin to proclaim, because he is going to return to a bride and the spirit that says, come, Lord Jesus. And also, when you're around your non-believing coworkers, friends, relative, whatever, this is not about you getting them to your side. This is about you getting them to safety. This is about them submitting to Jesus and getting out of the way of the pent-up flood that's coming. It's like you walking down in a valley with the big dam up there at the top of the valley saying, that's about to break. There's about to be a devastating return. Jesus will not come back like he did the first time. He will come with a sword. So for the sake of the name of Jesus, come into the ark. Get into safety. This is important. And I just want to encourage you guys with that you're really making a call to them to safety, a call for their own eternal destiny, obviously, in the Lord Jesus. But he comes to bring his wrath on those who are disobedient to him. And so I'd like to just pray for that.